It's a really good sign for Aku Koskenvo that he was trusted to start Finland's first game of the 2023 World Junior Championship. It's less of a good sign that he lost that game, as Switzerland upset Finland to kick off the tournament. The Vancouver Canucks' fifth-round pick from the 2021 NHL entry draft worked his way onto Finland's junior team with some excellent performances in international competition, but he hasn't played much this season, starting just two games with Harvard University. He wasn't even a lock to start a single game for Finland, but earned the trust of Finland's coaching staff and got the first start, giving him the inside edge to be the team's number one goaltender throughout the tournament. After winning silver in the 2022 World Juniors, Finland was expected to once again be one of the top teams in the tournament, while Switzerland finished in eighth in 2022. Switzerland has managed to make the medal round in the World Juniors before, but their primary focus will be avoiding relegation. But you wouldn't know that from their performance against Finland on Monday. Switzerland played a tight defensive game, blocking dozens of shots, and shockingly outshot Finland 27-16. That put the pressure on Koskenvo, who didn't play poorly but also couldn't completely shut the door, making 24 saves on 27 shots as Switzerland stunned Finland 3-2 in overtime. It's easy to tell what the Canucks see in Koskenvo, who has excellent size, moves smoothly and effortlessly around his crease, and has the battle level that goaltending coach Ian Clark likes to see in his goaltenders. That showed up against Switzerland, as Koskenvo made some sharp saves and had a quick stick on poke checks to disrupt Swiss forwards around the crease. The 19-year-old goaltender still needs refinement in his game, however. His stance has a tendency to become too wide as he's challenging a shooter, which leaves a surprising amount of room upstairs for a 6'4" goaltender. That's not necessarily why the excellently named Lorenzo Canonica was able to beat Koskenvo over his glove to tie the game 1-1 in the first period. That had a lot more to do with Finland giving up a wide-open shot in the slot to one of Switzerland's top players. Switzerland took the lead 2-1 in the third period when Mats Alge outbattled Finnish defenseman Otto Sahlin to get to the front of the net for a chance. The issue for Koskenvo is less that the puck snuck through him but that he had no idea it had snuck through him. Instead of scrambling to cover the puck behind him, he stayed rooted to one spot while Jeremy Jabola got to the loose puck first to poke it in. Finland was able to tie the game thanks to a great individual effort by Kalle Väisänen to peel off the boards and snipe a shot past Swiss goaltender Kevin Pasch, getting the game to overtime. In overtime, however, it was the same game from Switzerland that we saw in regulation. They outworked Finland, created chances, and capitalized. Lien Bixel stole the puck from Joachim Kemmel and drove the other way. While Finnish captain Oliver Kapanen was able to pressure Bixel and Koskenvo poked the puck away, Bixel won the battle in the corner and got the puck to Attilio Biaska, who fired a hard shot that Koskenvo couldn't snag with his glove. It's hard to blame a goaltender for losing a game in which his team was badly outshot, and this loss was not primarily Koskenvo's fault. But in a short tournament, coaches will run with whatever goaltender is hot. Koskenvo may still get another start later in the round robin, but Finland has two other goaltenders, and if one of them comes up with a big performance, they may end up as the number one goaltender. One game doesn't define a prospect, and Koskenvo is still a promising goaltender worth keeping an eye on in the future.